Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
All right, it's time for us to turn our attention to a pretty dominant performance from Ireland against Japan before we all woke up this morning. Konnichiwa. How are you doing, Gavin Comiskey?
How's it going?
What was it like?
Japan were terrible, arguably worse than the Americans. It was over after about 10 minutes. There's no way of really dressing this up. Japan are hosting a World Cup in 2 years' time, and they've got two of the best coaches in the world, Jamie Joseph, Tony Brown, who have an impossible job on their hands. Good Irish team.
Why have they regressed so much from the last World Cup, where obviously they created a massive shock when they beat South Africa?
Well, Eddie Jones, for starters. They lost a couple of players, through retirement. They've kind of had to rebuild that team. The impression was that the success of those players may have gone to their heads. A few of them popped up in Europe to little success. This team, their foreigners were their best players, the guys who were there via residency. And they made the likes of Dan Levy and Jack Conan were utterly dominant. Keith Earls has been brilliant. He was brilliant against the Americans. He was phenomenal today. He scored two tries, set up three. And the entire game was cooked at halftime. They were winning 31-3. Paddy Jackson was flawless off the boot. Lots of really good Irish stuff, but... And it's a really interesting dry run for journalists and for the coaches and players, because the World Cup's here in 2 years. But Japan, rugby team, no, can't take them seriously.
Okay, and is it possible they can fix it in 2 years? It's a relatively short time to build an entire international side, but it's long enough to just be able to do something?
They have structures, and they have, like, Robbie Deans is here, Rob Penny is here. They got some of the best coaches in the world are here. There's a lot of money. There's a structural base. They just don't have a front five. You can't build a team without a front five. Now, the humidity, actually, there was a bit of a wind today, but the day before it looked like Ireland were going to be in for a world of pain because of the heat. I think it's not going to be as hot in September. But in the last 20 minutes, the Irish team flagged noticeably. Actually, they ended up with 14 men because there was a couple of injuries and they just ran out of subs. And the Japanese ran in three really kind of seven-style tries. And the crowd cheered as if they'd won the game. It was very surreal. But so there is, of course, there's potential that to fix it. And they will get their act together. They'll have some kind of I think we're going to be playing them again next Saturday, obviously, back in Tokyo. But I think we're going to be playing them in the opening match of the World Cup in 2 years' time. And they'll definitely be more competitive.
Yeah. And yet at the same time, at this remove, you're thinking, okay, as a dry run, it's not something that we should really, at this point, be worried about as a potential banana skin.
No, there's the whole, people are going on with the whole thing of opening ceremony, first game. If anyone's ever going to get caught, it'll be the Irish team against the Japanese. But the last 2 weeks have proven Joe Schmidt's teams don't get caught. They look at how many people are missing. If you just look at the Lions this morning, they destroyed the Americans, and they completely had the Japanese put away in this game, with a team that, actually, funnily enough, we can say this is a team that will be nowhere near the team we'll see in November. After what I've seen from Jack Conan and a few other guys, I'll beg to let the pecking order in Leinster, I think, might change early next season. Levy was ferocious. Jos van der Flyer, they didn't even use him this time because they wanted to give Jack O'Donoghue a go off the bench. There looks like the time is ticking on for these guys, and they've just had enough. The size of Gary Ringrose and Conan, even since I'm standing beside them, obviously, in the mix zones after the game, they're bigger men than they were 6 months ago. And they really are the new kind of generation of players, and their physicality is going to start putting, like, real pressure on the likes of Jamie Easlip and all that when they get fit.
Okay, that is interesting, because I guess that's the whole point of tours like this, for players to have that constant exposure to the coaching ticket, and for the coaching ticket to have that constant exposure to them, so that they start to understand exactly what the standards are required. And from what I hear about Schmidt on these tours, it's like it's relentless from the first interaction that he has with the players all the way to the last one at the end of the day. So, like, it's this perpetual exposure that really catapults these guys into contention for starts in games that, you know, everybody, how did that happen? Where did those front rank players go now that they're being dropped by these guys? But it's this tour where this stuff happens.
And we've seen this before with Lions tours with Irish teams over the years, where the guys come back and their places are gone. But it's been very interesting. You nailed on. We had O'Gara in New York. It was a brilliant week hanging around Manhattan and stuff like that. And but we had Ron O'Gara at the end of the week, and he was blown away by two things. The intensity of Joe, and in a purely positive way, he was saying it as a coach. He was learning so much. He filled a book of notes. And in the professionalism of the young lads. And he has so much faith in like the likes of James Ryan, Andrew Porter, and a few other ones that people will be more familiar with. He said, like, they're here for this good times ahead. They're very straight. It's all they're. You can see that they've gone into the Joe Schmidt mentality already. Like, you're talking to them, they're going about work-ons and learnings, and you're nearly your head's melted trying to interview them. But they are they're uber professional young fellas. There was no session, despite five lads being capped against the Americans. There was no, you know, the traditional rugby first cap thing. They just literally didn't have time. And the impression was the jet lag has been savage in the last 4 days. Everyone from players to traveling reporters, everyone's really struggled, and coaches. So it looked like Japan, if they had any kind of way of putting a team together, were going to trouble them. Like nobody really trained. The captain's run was the first kind of hit out. But Schmidt had the whole thing so well planned, and the week in Carlton House beforehand, that they just hit the ground running. It was really impressive.
He's also got competition now in places where, so it might have looked like Kieran Marmion was going to be the backup to Conor Murray, and then Marmion is out today, like he's on the bench. Maybe that's just to make sure that everybody gets a bit of game time, everybody sees what it's like to start a game here. But how did Luke McGrath do, and is there a possibility that actually he's now the number two scrum half?
No, that decision that deal's not done yet, but that's real. Like, Luke McGrath came in and established himself as the Leinster 9 this year, despite the fact that they had Jameson Gibson-Park up from an established Super Rugby player, you know. So he is the kind of guy that we give him a bit of competition and he revels in it. There's a lot of technical aspects of his scrum half play that needs improvement on. He actually got a knock, he got a poke in the eye and had to go off today. That's a real interesting one there, because we asked Schmidt after the game, amongst other things, about the whole Lions mess. We asked him about will you go Full Metal Jacket. Now, you've kind of essentially picked two teams, except for John Cooney and Sean Reedy. Everyone's been picked, everyone's been used, he's capped seven players. Are you going to pick your best team for the second test against Japan? And if on the premise, he said yes. He goes, we're going to take this extremely seriously, it's a test match. On that premise, whoever he picks at nine looks like he's the number two, you know. There's a lot of little things like that getting sorted out over here.
Yeah, what other stuff is actually getting sorted out?
Well, more than anything else, it was what's the dry run for coming back here. It's so valuable, you know what I mean? They're going training with Rob Penny's team just east of Tokyo now next week, and Penny's going to be coming in along with Felix Jones and coming in and getting Gervin Dempsey was here this week. There's a whole thing where they're progressing all the indigenous coaches, and we're seeing that happen. Joe, last week, the week just gone, they had a 40-minute round trip to training, and Joe said, when we were asking him about that, he goes, I have to say, our hosts in Japan have been fantastic. And when Joe starts with a sentence like that, you know he's going to be critical of the hosts in Japan. And he basically said, he goes, what we have to make sure is that our domicile is near our training pitch when we come back here in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
And we're all going to work very hard at that. That's like what he said, like after Joey Carberry's performance, which first time we've ever seen Joey Carberry have a bit of a breakdown in America. He started to speak about all the good things Joey did until he went into the malfunctioning part of his game. That's Schmidt 101.
Yeah. Okay. So the whole logistical side of stuff, that second tier of players who are going to be putting pressure to be in match day squads, and Levy and Conan, have they been good enough to be starters in the Leinster team? Like, are we seeing the transition now? Is it as quick as this?
Yes, definitely. Conan and Levy, I don't know how you leave these men off any team. Never mind Leinster. I mean, Ireland going forward. Sean O'Brien will come back. I know we all saw Sean O'Brien this morning again as well, and he looks like one of the best open sides in the world still. But how many games has he played for Leinster in the last few years? It reinforced the back row options that they have. It's outstanding. It's comparable to any club in anywhere in the world. Conan was just fantastic today. So he was just so powerful. And Levy, like if you get to see it, the way he just ran onto Earls' breaks or his tries was, and his damage at the breakdown is just a constant menace, as we saw at the end of the season for Leinster. Yeah, I think those two are if fitness, if everyone's fit and healthy, Reece Ruddock, you have to mention him as well, fat flyer. Jordy Murphy has to come back. It's going to be, it's Leinster have a bit of a problem there once everyone gets fit next season.
Kieran Treadwell also made his debut from the bench, and Locke
big, strong.
Yeah,
he looked good. They've figured James Ryan, who scored a try in his debut last week, and everyone knows, anyone who's been following Leinster schools rugby for the last years knows that he's the real thing and he's coming through. Treadwell looked really good. He's big, strong Londoner, who's obviously up in Ulster and qualified for Ireland, and he gets his first cap today. Really impressive guy. He completely reinforced all the good form he showed for Ulster, and he's another one that's going to, you can see him just going to fill into that big frame of his.
So we're beginning to get a bit of strength and depth in the second row, which would have been an issue over the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're the two boys. Quinn Roo, he needs to get a bit of credit. I think he did 80 minutes today, and we kind of put it to him again during the week when we had him about, you know, Joe Schmidt brought you to Leinster, Joe Schmidt consistently brought you back into the Ireland team, played you against the Springboks last year. You feel like you owe him one, and he kind of paid it back today, you know. If that guy, who's been cursed by injuries, and he was probably more highly rated in South Africa as a kid than CJ Stander, so we can really reap the benefits of that kid. And so all of a sudden then you've got Dev Toner as well, and there's just a rake of really good second rows. It's looking solid enough.
Yeah, all right, good stuff, Gav, we'll let you go. Thanks a million.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.